When you go to Google and type in climate change is, you're going to see different results depending on where you live and the particular things that Google knows about your interests. That's not by accident. That's a design technique. What I want people to know is that everything they're doing online is being watched, is being tracked. Every single action you take is carefully monitored and recorded. Yet, a lot of people still think Google's just a search box and Facebook's just a place to see what my friends are doing. What they don't realize is that there are entire teams of engineers whose job is to use your psychology against you. This information comes directly from the co-inventor of the Facebook like button and the president of Pinterest and employees from Google, Twitter, and Instagram. They've all witnessed the power of their social networks. As one of them points out, there were meaningful changes happening around the world because of these platforms, but I think we're naive about the flip side of that coin. We get rewarded by hearts, likes, and thumbs up, and we conflate that with value, and we conflate it with truth. This leads to a whole generation that is more anxious, more depressed. Nevertheless, I always felt like, fundamentally, it was a force for good. I don't know if I feel that way anymore. One of the reasons why is because Facebook discovered that they were able to affect real-world behavior and emotions without ever triggering the user's awareness. The users are completely clueless. At the same time, fake news spreads 6 times faster than true news, and we're being bombarded with rumors. However, if everyone's entitled to their own facts, then there's really no need for people to come together. In fact, there is really no need for people to interact at all. Due to social media, we have less control over who we are and what we really believe in. Yet, if you want to control the population of a country, there has been no tool as effective as Facebook. We built these things, and we have a responsibility to change them. The intention could be, how could we make the world better? If technology creates mass chaos, loneliness, more polarization, more election hacking, more inability to focus on the real issues, and we're not doing anything against that, then, well, we're toast. This is a checkmate on humanity.